Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of severe thunderstorms with fog early today, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 70. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the state legislative session mostly over across the state of Kansas. We are lingering based on the decision from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on whether she will sign or veto the latest tax bill presented by the state legislature, as she's hinted that she will veto the bill and potentially call for a special session in the year, as Senate President Ty Masterson sat down with us to talk about the tax bill and how it's been a challenge through the entire session.
The election year dynamics, this has been the probably 18 years I've done this now, and this was probably the hardest one from an undertone perspective, right? It's not those guys that are just out running for elections, the guys that aren't running again. I've got a couple gentlemen in my chamber that are, I think they're giving their constituents the double birds, right? I don't think they'd win an election if they ran again. So that makes things difficult, especially when you only have these one vote margin for supermajority, right? And you got Laura Kelly in the office. So it's been quite a ride.
He says the special session could be called up by early June.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
This is a special message from Burwell Roofing and Construction. The spring storm season has already started, and if it's already affected your home, call Burwell Roofing and Construction at 316-794-3430. Their team will assess the damage to your roof, siding, and guttering, give you an honest and fair estimate for repairs, and work with your insurance company along the way. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430. Don't wait. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today. 316-794-3430. And at burwellconstruction.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series was back in action in the state of Kansas at Kansas Speedway on Sunday for the Advent Health 400, as different events were going on leading up to the race, including Ricky Stenhouse Jr. paying a visit to a local Dillon's in North Topeka on Friday afternoon, signing autographs, taking pictures, and watching many of the fans race cars in the parking lot, saying that Kansas is one of the favorite racetracks that he likes to come to every single year.
Yeah, we come to Kansas twice a year. I love the racetrack here at Kansas. It's been a while since we won here. We won back in 2012, but it's always a racetrack that I enjoy coming to. And our job gets serious tomorrow once we get on track for practice and qualifying, and then obviously the race on Sunday. But we had perfect weather for today's event and had a great turnout.
The event was to help promote the Advent Health 400 NASCAR Cup Series race at Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, along with talking about local events, including the Topeka High School marching band that stopped by to perform at the event.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Grand Island Senior High School has partnered with the Academy of Technical Sciences once again to offer apprenticeships to students. 7 students signed earlier this week, with 6 of them going into manufacturing and the other one going into diesel mechanics. Nebraska Lieutenant Governor Joe Kelly was in attendance as well. Here's what D.W. Holly, the principal for the Academy of Technical Sciences, had to say to KSMB Local 4.
Here we have 6 students in manufacturing and 1 in the diesel pathway that'll be going out in their respected industries and learning the trade and learning the skills necessary for either an opportunity post high school in a career, or if they wish to continue on the college path, at least they have this skill set
Holly also added that more than 60 students have joined the program since it started. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, the Blue River Rail Trail, and Marshall County Connection representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week regarding financial support toward extending the Blue River Rail Trail in Marysville from the highway north to Calhoun. There is a $100,000 planning grant available with a 20% match. The city has applied for grants in the past but not been awarded. The group feels the missing piece is planning of the extension. This grant could help with that and hopefully open opportunities for future grants for construction. Commissioners indicated being in favor, but would like to know what the city's willing to contribute. The group will report back. Commissioners voted to reimburse Waterville Fire Department $26,000 in American Rescue Plan funds for 8 new fire suits. Brad Lippert is filed for re-election as Marshall County Attorney. A Republican from Sabetha, he also serves as Nemaha County Attorney and succeeded Megan Voracek, who resigned in March of 2022. Lippert was elected shortly after for a 2-year term at a special election where he ran unopposed. Washington County News reporting last week that a large-scale solar project is being considered for development in the Greenleaf area, as well as another near Clifton, with some landowners being contacted recently. NextEra Energy may be involved with the projects. An open house in Washington earlier in April was hosted by High Plains Resources to outline a 2D seismic testing proposal that could extend from Washington and Marshall into Clay counties and then south. Test wells and lease work continue with the potential for hydrogen energy development. Locally, the area involved began in southwest Marshall County and has been centered in the Barnes-Greenleaf areas of Washington County. Some 45,000 acres in Marshall and around 50,000 acres in Washington County are under or are being considered for lease options. It's reported that if well sites are developed, they could include a 5-acre pad with a well pump and a fuel cell on site. Transmission lines would carry power generated from the region. Washington County commissioners received a report that NextEra had sent a $32,000 check to the Road and Bridge Department toward agreements for road maintenance during recent construction on the Wind Tower Farm. Nemaha County commissioners met with the county councilor regarding renewal of a health care sales tax, including wording that Nemaha County hospitals would recommend for consideration on the November ballot. Pony Up Marysville Match Day Friday generated over $364,000 with 1,245 gifts to 56 qualifying funds, which will be matched on a percentage basis with an additional $100,000 contribution. Blue River Rail Trail was tops in dollars with nearly $32,000. They'll use that to develop a children's riding area and track near the trailhead in North Marysville. Two funds combined for the historic Union Pacific Depot netted over $28,000, split between preservation and HVAC funds. Kester House Museum Foundation raised nearly $27,000, St. Gregory's Catholic School $16,000, with Marysville American Legion Post and the St. Gregory Church Building Fund $15,000 each. The rail trail was tops in number of gifts with 82, Marshall County Arts Cooperative 67, Historic Union Pacific Depot 63, and the Kester House Museum 56 donors. The entire leaderboard is online at ponyupmarysville.com. This year's effort was just shy of last year's record contribution amounts. A Kansas Department of Transportation mill and overlay project will begin on K-9 in Marshall County this week. The 4.5-mile project just north of Frankfort from the K-99 junction, east K-87. Traffic will be restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers during work. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes with a 10-foot width restriction also in effect. Work Monday through Friday with Saturdays if necessary during daylight hours. Hall Brothers of Marysville contractor on the $1.2 million project expected to be complete by the end of May. Kansas Sampler Foundation Sunday announced the first of four pop-up adventures each year will begin with an August 24th event in Blue Rapids. The modification was announced to the annual Big Kansas Road Trip, which in the seventh year was in Lincoln and Ellsworth counties this past weekend. More details on the Marshall County event forthcoming. James E. Hogan, age 68, of Greenleaf, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Kimio. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for James Hogan. Richard G. Dick Smith, Jr., age 81, of Tucson, Arizona, passed away March 17. Funeral mass is planned 10:30 Tuesday with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Richard G. Dick Smith, Jr. Joyce Knowles, age 89, of Summerfield, passed away Friday. Visitation Wednesday at 1:30 from Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a burial service at 2:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery, Summerfield. Axta Landreth and Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joyce Knowles. Douglas Jorgensen, age 62, of Waterville, passed away Saturday at his home. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Doug Jorgensen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna noodle casserole with a biscuit, garden blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. King and DY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Some storms may be severe, cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some severe storms may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Rain showers are possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Then some scattered showers are possible into Thursday night, then mostly clear with the lows in the lower to upper 40s. And more sunshine Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 72, record high on this date, 99, the average low 50, and the record low 30. Sunset this evening, 8:24, sunrise in the morning at 6:24. We received right at an inch of rain Friday night into Saturday at the studios here in Marysville. And it's 56 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 6th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. Could be some severe thunderstorms. Our best chance late this afternoon into this evening. Early evening hours probably where we can expect some gusty winds. Possibility of hail. Tornadic activity not out of the question through a good portion of Kansas pushing up into Nebraska. Stay tuned. Stay weather aware.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. There will be a new Stanley Cup champion this year. The Stars are moving on and the defending champion Knights are heading home.
7 seconds left. Hannifin Eichel saved by Ottinger behind the net. Final seconds. It's over. Game over. Series over. Title defense over.
The final call from Dallas on KTCK. The two teams were deadlocked at one until the opening minute of the third period when Radek Faksa scored to put the Stars ahead 2-1. They would hold on to send their fans home happy and the reigning champs home early. Stars head coach Pete DeBoer after the Game 7 win.
Really wanted to win this series. I mean, we wanted our turn. We felt we did all the right things all year in order to get the first seed. And then you draw a team like Vegas, which... You know, I honestly think they've got a deeper team than they had last year.
The Stars will face the Avalanche in the next round. Following their Game 7 win over the Magic, the Cavaliers are gearing up for an East semifinal matchup against the Celtics. The Cavs' Donovan Mitchell on prepping for Boston.
It's just a lot of fun playing playoff basketball. I have no doubt Boston will be just as loud, and then when we come back here, it'll be the same thing, man. But big shout-out to the fans, man. They are electric. You know, they're loud. I was a little upset they chanted, "We want Boston," and DG misses the free throw, but it is what it is. But, man, it's a lot of fun. And going to a hostile environment, we're going to need to pull together, stick together like we have been, and go get one or two.
Game one of that series tomorrow. Sunday night baseball, the Phillies held off the Giants 5-4. Alec Bohm extended his hitting streak to 18 games in the win. Another photo finish, this time in NASCAR. Kyle Larson won in the closest finish in Cup Series history, edging Chris Buescher by a thousandth of a second at Kansas for his second win of the season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures overnight were pointing to a higher opening on renewed hope that interest rate cuts could be coming this summer. On Friday, the Dow Jones surged 450 points to settle at 38,676. The S&P gained 1.25%. The NASDAQ composite closed out Friday with a 2% gain. The same weak employment numbers driving a rise in stocks are also pushing up crypto prices. Bitcoin this morning was sitting at $65,155. It comes as the Bitcoin network processes its 1 billionth transaction 15 years after its creation. The milestone was passed yesterday afternoon. A longtime leader at Starbucks is urging his old company to sharpen its focus after a disappointing earnings report. Former CEO Howard Schultz, in a post on LinkedIn, says the coffee chain needs to revamp its mobile ordering and payment platform, that its executives and board members need to spend time actually working in Starbucks cafes. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. Sam Smack with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Sand County Foundation is a national organization supporting voluntary conservation on working lands through ethics, science, and incentives. Homer Buell, a cattle rancher from Nose, Nebraska, is the organization's new chair. He says the group is run based in part on the philosophy of Aldo Leopold, one of America's foremost conservationists.
Aldo Leopold, very noted conservationist, did a lot of different things throughout his life, but really promoted and talked a lot about the land ethic. And that land ethic is kind of what spurs our organization, the same county, in the work that we do. And it's primarily working with private landowners, land managers, to manage their land in an ethical way.
Buell says their conservation philosophy includes more than just managing the land itself.
Everything out there on the landscape. Many of us, when we think about community, we think about the towns, the people. But he defined it also, the animals, the plants, the soil, the water, everything that's in that landscape, and you manage all of that. So I think we work that way to try to manage that entire community on private lands, voluntary. We do work tied with incentive programs. And then we've got some different programs and things that we do to help get that work done and promoting that land ethic.
He talks about some of the program work they offer.
We have two different programs that we primarily work around, one being the Leopold Awards that we now do in 27 states. But we also have an ag conservation program, which does many, many different projects. For a lot of years, Sand County worked more in Wisconsin and Minnesota and that part of the United States. But we've really branched out, and it's really a national program. We're doing a lot more down in the southeastern United States, working with farmers and landowners there.
And that's the Sand County Foundation's Homer Buell. And I'm Sam Speck here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Producers in agriculture may struggle with managing their mental health. K-State Community Health Extension Specialist Elaine Johannes explains anxiety and its prevalence in modern times. She describes how other mental health issues can be linked to anxiety.
Anxiety is almost like a dissatisfaction, feeling and believing that there is something not right. If our anxiety levels are increasing, then we look at depression levels too. They kind of go next step. Anxiety could lead us to being depressed. Now, I'm not using that in a biochemical, physiological term, but the feeling of depression, those chronic blues, 6 weeks or more, that kind of is connected to this anxiety we're feeling as a society.
Johannes relays a training called QPR that's intended to inform people on the warning signs of suicide.
The cues are something that we need to be attentive to. QPR, which is a program that Extension offers, question, persuade, and respond. You question your friend in a very caring way and be ready for the response. Be authentically engaged and then persuade your friend if they do say, I'm not able to sleep at night, or my diet has changed, or my activities of daily living. Those changes over time really are something a friend, a colleague, a family member can cue into and then refer them, Q, P, and R.
She discusses what combination of feelings and circumstances can lead people to consider suicide as an option.
The first factor is the feeling of burdensome. I am a burden. I am not as productive. So when we say our producers are producing, but what if they don't feel that they are as productive? They just feel I'm a burden. Factor two is I am alone. I am physically alone and I am socially alone. I can't admit that the operation isn't producing like it was. I can't admit that I'm suffering from a chronic disease. I can't admit that I'm drug addicted with pain meds because, darn it, I am having back pain. The third thing, which is something we can all act on, is the person is capable. They have the capacity to die by suicide. And that capacity can be they have a plan, they have the physical ability, and they have the means.
That was Elaine Johannes, Kansas State University Community Health Extension Specialist on Mental Health and Agriculture. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday. Hey, a great day. Moisture is great. And, hey, maybe we hang on here tonight and get a little more rain and look for a good week. Well, we've got a great cattle sale here today, a hay sale, and on Wednesday night we've got our third annual Swartz plant sale. So let's get after it here today. In the cattle markets, folks, it has been fully steady, and that is certainly good. A 186 to 187 on the cash, a 295 on the carcass, and had a nice active week on the harvest of those finished cattle. Well, after a 10 o'clock start with a lot of cows, a lot of bulls, and certainly a good listing of cattle, we will work in the hay sale at 12 o'clock noon. In the small squares, there's 289 bales total, 32 third cut. In the brome, 140 in a group of 45. In the grass, 72, starting at 12 o'clock noon. In the big round department, there's 222 bales. We start with the alfalfa 10. Second cut, 1680, 10. Third and fourth cut, 1582. 26 bales, fourth cut, 1650. Another 10, third cut at 1946. In the brome, there's groups of 1414, 1381, and a 1400 on the weight. In the prairie department, a total of 15. In the rye, 11. In the wheat rye, there's 10. In the brome prairie, there's 10 that weigh 1565. The grass clover, there is 30 that weigh 1693. In the round grass, a group of 33, 10 and 4. Round grass, 14 that weigh 1570. In the round grass, 6 that weigh 1500. That will start at 12 o'clock, and that will take about 45 minutes for the hay sale. So folks, come up and see us. In the cattle division, folks, 1245, we'll be back on the inside. We've got it all today, including two potloads of yearling heifers. Really have a nice offering. So anything from baby calves to bred cows to lightweight calves to cow-calf families, we certainly have it here today. Two black bull bottle calves, 10-day-old. One black heifer bottle calf, 7-day-old. Two char cross bull and heifer bottle calves, 30-day-old. In the Holstein department, there's 6 Holstein bulls. They've got a wean. They're going to weigh 500 pounds. I got a group of 4 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 200 to 300. In the family department, there's 1 red family, 5-year-old, calf 4-week-old. 3 black and red families, 6 to 8-year-olds, calves 3 to 4 weeks old. 2 black families, short, solid, 60-day-old calves. 2 black, 4 black families, broken mouth, black calves. 2 red families, they're aged cows with red calves. In the bred cow department, there's 5 Hereford bred cows, 4 years to broken. Bred Hereford, some are calving on those with a preg in a mouth. There's 10, hey, they were really good cows last week. 10 black and red bred cows, solid mouth. They're going to be bred black or white face. Calve August, September will pull a preg in a mouth. There's 5 black bred cows running age, bred black or white face, summer calving, and a preg and a mouth on those. Also, in the feeder cattle guys, 6 black baldy steers are going to be 500 to 600. Jerry Keir out of Blue Springs, 27 very nice black and black baldy bull and heifers, 3-week wean, 4 to 475. The Cisco's out of Burchard. To sell out of first, got 25 super good black steer and heifers, 3-week wean, November vac. They're going to weigh 450. Bus out of Pickrell's got 23 red Angus steer and heifers. They are 600 pounders. Dutzman out of Pickrell's got 75 black heifer yearlings. They're going to weigh that 8 to 875. JT Hilltop out of Tecumseh's got a potload of 64 black heifers. Super good cattle. January vac guys, they're going to weigh that light 800 pounds. Davendick out of Pickrell's got 17 black char steer and heifers, 675 to 800. Murdoch Robinson out of Unadilla, 25 black baldy steer and heifers off the cow. They're going to weigh 350 to 500. To sell again, out of first, got 14 black steer and heifers. They're going to be in the 700-pound range, guys. A great set of steer and heifers. Bobby Ty out of Weimer has got 14 black bull heifers off the cow, 3 to 600. Oddbody out of Western, 10 black baldy steer and heifers, 4 to 600. Rademacher out of Odell, 9 black heifers and steers. They're going to weigh 5.5 to 650. Keebler out of Sterling's got 22 shorthorn steer and heifers, 6.5 to 7. And Prell out of Bremen, 6 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh that 500 pounds. So, certainly a good day of all classes of cattle. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571.
732 from KNDY and 56 degrees, an overcast sky this morning. Highs around 70 on tap, and thunderstorms and activity move into the evening hours. Our best chance toward late afternoon, early evening, moving in from the west. Could be some gusty winds, hail, tornadic activity not out of the question with a rough weather day ahead for Kansas and Nebraska.
The first fruit of the season is not a fruit at all. All about the garden's pie plant today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 6th, the 127th day of the year. Actor George Clooney has a birthday, and the founder of psychoanalysis Sigmund Freud was born on this day in 1856. Spring is rhubarb season, and here's a little rhubarb trivia to savor as you wait for the pie plant to ripen. The name rhubarb comes from a Latin phrase meaning root of the barbarians, having originated in the regions of Mongolia and Tibet. Before sugar was widely available, rhubarb was mainly used to flavor meat and soup dishes and was valued as much as the rarest of spices. As an herbal remedy, rhubarb is said to relieve acid reflux and other digestive disorders, and it's one of the most reliable perennials in the garden. Some families have harvested from the same plants for up to 20 years. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for rhubarb recipes? Check almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are at home at Kauffman Stadium for series number two before heading back on the road again later on this week as they're taking on the Milwaukee Brewers starting tonight with first pitch at 6:40. Kansas City did wrap up their three-game series against the Texas Rangers over the weekend after coming home from Toronto to take on the Blue Jays with their recent back-to-back plays against the Blue Jays, where they ended up shutting them out, almost going 3-4 for the overall series last week. Kansas City has been battling for that number two slot in the American League Central, where they are back in there as they are sitting 20-13 for their overall record. The Minnesota Twins have dropped back down to number three at 18-13. The Royals right now do have tied wins with the Cleveland Guardians that are sitting in that number one position. After this home stretch, they do head back on the road to take on the Los Angeles Angels starting on Thursday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville High boys tennis team qualified three for state. Doubles team of Blake Spicer and Titus Wassum advance, as well as Kevin Wicks in singles. Marysville placed runner-up to Smoky Valley in the regionals with state this Friday at Prairie Village. North Central Kansas League golf meet is Monday at the Marysville Country Club with a 9 a.m. start, announced on account of weather. Valley Heights softball will host Holton Monday, and Centralia Frankfurt is at Blue Valley.